Hi there. The word for you today is on how to have a personal revival. In Psalm 80 verse 18, the psalmist writes, "Revive us, and we will call upon your name." Almost a century ago, A.W. Tozier laid out the steps that lead to personal revival. Now, some of the language he uses is a bit outdated, you'll recognize that, but let me tell you, the principles still work today. Here they are. Number one, get thoroughly dissatisfied with yourself. Complacency is the enemy of spiritual progress. A complacent soul is a stagnant soul. Number two, set your face like a flint toward a sweeping transformation of your life. Timid experimenters are tagged for failure before they start. We must throw our whole soul into our desire for God. Number three, put yourself in the way of blessing. It's a mistake to expect God's help to come as a windfall, apart from conditions known and met. There are plainly marked paths which lead straight to green pastures. Let us walk in them. To desire revival, for instance, and at the same time neglect prayer and devotions, is to wish one way and walk another. Number four, do a thorough job of repenting. Do not hurry to get it over with. Hasty repentance means shallow spiritual experience and lack of certainty in the whole life. Let godly sorrow do her healing work. Until we allow the consciousness of sin to wound us, we will never develop a fear of evil. And number five, make restitution wherever possible. If you owe a debt, pay it, or at least have a frank understanding with your creditor about your intention to pay, so your honesty will be above question. If you have quarreled with anyone, go as far as you can in an effort to achieve reconciliation. There are five things he lays out, and what are they all about? Having a personal revival, which is just another way of saying a deeper, a newer, a stronger, a better relationship with the Lord.